Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Saturday Nation. Hey, I got a great interview for you today. Check this out. All of you are going to be able to relate to this interview, mainly because a lot of the people that listen to this show, if you're not already an entrepreneur, you got to sell to eat, you take a lot of risk. If you're not already at that point, then you're thinking about getting to that point. You're thinking about going out, becoming a thought leader, building your own brand, going after your very own Saturday, at least living life on your terms, and that requires you to change. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be uncomfortable for those around you, those closest to you. You're going to have some doubt. You're going to go through some adversity, all of that stuff. So I'm going to talk to Katie Maggio in just a minute here. Katie's a coaching client. She hired me last summer. This would be the summer of 2017. And it's not like she was hurting financially or anything like that. Super successful career woman, mom of two, wife, but she wanted more. And she wanted to level up, and she'll talk about her level 10 brand that she's been building. I'll tell you what, I don't recognize Katie. I don't even mean that to be derogatory. I actually told Katie this as well. I don't recognize this person anymore. She is on fire. I mean, what she's building online, I joke about in the podcast. I see Katie Maggio and Gary Vaynerchuk in my feed. I don't know who I see more now on social media. And it's a complete 180 from where we started. And Katie's going to be very real. She's going to be very authentic. She holds nothing back. She tells you exactly her fears and her insecurities and her successes. And she has her first three now, count them, just this week, three paid coaching clients. This is somebody, guys, I'm telling you, listening to this show, you got to pay attention because Katie is you. You're Katie. All right. If you have yet to bring on a paid client, listen to this. Get inside Katie's mind because she, I'm telling you, she keeps it so real. You're going to love it. You're going to absorb it. This is one you're probably going to want to listen to more than once. And look, she hired me to coach her last year. Now we're friends. And she's a vital part of our Every Day is Saturday community. And you're going to love her. So here it is, my interview with Katie Maggio. Enjoy. All right. Hey, everyone. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Got a special guest today. I'm going to bring her out in just a second, Katie Maggio. And as I mentioned in the intro to the show, Katie's a friend of mine. And she also happens to be a coaching client. But it's an amazing story because Katie and I met right around this time last year, and I wanted to bring her on the podcast a year later to kind of show this evolution of, you know, an individual who begins down that road of becoming an entrepreneur. She was already an entrepreneur, but really going down a brand new road of building a brand and really demolishing fear and crushing adversity, all the things a lot of people feel like paralyzes them. And she'll probably dispel a lot about that myth of not having time and things like that. So Katie Maggio, you with me?
I'm here. How are you doing, Sam?
Amazing. I've been waiting for this interview, even though you keep pushing me off and pushing me off. I've been waiting for this interview. I know you're really busy and, you know, really famous now. So
I think the universe was just pushing it away. It was very funny, the different circumstances that kept happening too.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. We kept trying to line up this interview for the past couple of weeks. And then finally, I have been looking forward to this because I'm a big Katie Maggio fan. I think I say that every time we talk. And Katie, you and I met last year online. You had reached out. Take us back to kind of your mindset and just share what you can share. I don't want to put you in a situation where you can share too much. But you had sent me an email around the summer of 2017. What was going through your mind at that time?
Oh, I'm an open book, Sam. You know that. Yeah. So last year I had reached out to you because I had discovered your podcast and I had been listening to it. And one day I was sitting in my car and something you said, it was about just doing it, about, you know, stop talking about it, just going for it. something you said really resonated with me. And that was just the catalyst for me to sign up for the discovery call with you. We had that discovery call and I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm just going to dive in and do it. And I understand, you know, people have different fears, but a lot of the times it is an excuse. You know, I could have taken, you know, even the monetary aspect of it as an excuse, but I made it work. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go down this path. And then from there, I started the Level 10 Life podcast. I got a website, which right now is being completely rebranded and redone because you have to level up. It's been a year now.
Right.
And I really just went on this journey and I did it now because, you know, I needed to take control of my situation and I needed to really know myself better.
So take us back to that because you're pretty successful. I mean, you and your husband run a business and you, I mean, it's not where people talk about, and they, some believe this when they get to the certain level, they believe that, you know, it's never about the money. It's all about redefining yourself, pushing yourself, becoming, having significance and passion and purpose in your life. So also just to kind of reframe, tell us a little bit about your personal life, married, kids, all that. Take us inside the Katie Maggio family dynamic.
Yeah, definitely. So I am married and I have two girls. They are 11 and 14 and I live in New England. I live in New Hampshire and you know, it's, so I have a family dynamic. We own two brick and mortar stores. You know, we live on a lake, you know, seemingly to the outside eye, you might be like, all right, you know, she's living a nice middle-class life. Why would she want more? And that's, yeah. That is my platform. You can have it all. And I want more. I want more for myself. I want more for my family. I want more to be able to do what I want to do in life and do it unapologetically. I want to be able to take vacations without looking at my bank account. I want to be able to be generous and tip the way I want. I just want to live my life free. And I want to create that brand that promotes self-awareness and self-assuredness to everybody. Go
yeah.
And live big.
Love it. Level 10 Lifestyle was the brand that you created. And it's what you've been rallying around now for the better part of the past 12 months. And it's so amazing. Whenever I meet people like yourself, no idea. This Level 10 came out of a mastermind that you and I had. And it's like, boom, that makes so much sense because everybody has a little bit of room to improve. Nobody's at a 10 in every facet of their life. And so when you got that brand, immediately you launched the podcast and you like a bull in a china shop. I mean, just get that stuff out there, get it done. You're pinging me, emailing me, boxing me, and you got the podcast launched. But what people, I think a lot of the times they get caught up in, well, how do I do this? And how do I do that? And how do I get a podcast? And how do I get a website? You were not as much about the how do I more than just I'm going to get this done and it's just going to get done. Talk about that journey that people, why was it so important for you not to get caught up on the how, all that stuff that most people get caught up in? What was driving you more than that?
Well, it definitely the best advice I give everybody, you have to start ugly. You have to just put yourself out there. And I know it's easier said than done. And it was funny because I went through this time where I'm like, this is what I want. Yeah, podcasting. Yep, here we go. I'm going to start my podcast. I'm going to start a website. And of course, those little, you know, thoughts of doubt will creep into your brain and say, well, what are people going to think? Oh my gosh, what, you know, what are my family and friends going to think? Yeah. And I just pushed that out of my mind. And believe me, it was little by little. I would invite people to join my Facebook page. And obviously the only people who I would be inviting would be friends and family. But I was very like strategic on who I'd invite, be like, ooh, I wonder if that person's going to think it's odd. Or they. And eventually I was like, oh, screw this. I was like, nope, I'm all in. This is what I want for me. I'm building katiemaggio.com, Level 10 Life. Let's just go. And it did. It was an ugly start. I go back and sometimes on iTunes, I'll see that people are listening to the original, the first episode, which was actually original and meaningful moments before we switched it over to Level 10 Life. And I always like cringe for a minute. I'm like, oh, stop listening to that one.
Oh man. That's true. I forgot about the meaningful moments part. That's right. That's what we originally launched. See, that's the beauty of it all though, because that is so important. That we changed the title. You did. You just weren't comfortable with it. And so we changed it from Meaningful Moments. And then it took forever for iTunes to update the album art, and it didn't go there. All that stuff is growing pains, you know? And so talk about that. When you got started, the growing pains and all of that stuff that you could have stopped at any point and said, look, this is just way too much. No, thank you. I don't need this.
And oh, there were times in the beginning where my Achilles heel is technology, as you know. I am the most technologically unsavvy person. Sometimes I feel like I'm a 110-year-old woman. I'm not even that old. And I just like, oh my gosh, I can't figure this out. So that was really frustrating for me. And just kind of finding my voice. I mean, I've always had a voice, but just finding that and really being clear on my own message. Not for everybody else per se, but for my own self, and really finding myself and really getting comfortable fully in who I was. And then once I had that, I was like, it's on. And then, you know, you really have to get in the mindset. So people who are listening to a podcast like yours, Every Day is Saturday, or mine, The Level 10 Life with Katie Maggio, you got to remember, if you're listening to podcasts like this, you're already 90% there. You're way closer than you can imagine, because you're already in that mindset. You're already in that thought process. You're already on that trajectory to knowing that you want more, that you want to play big. You want to live that level life, level 10 life. You want every day to be Saturday. You're already in that mindset. You just got to get unstuck. And that's just why I continue with this. And I remember my why anytime it does get hard, because it does get hard. And there's stumbles and there's bumps and there's no's and there's all these things that come along with the journey, but you got to keep looking at it and you got to keep pushing forward, and you have to write things down. You have to get those affirmations. You have to be clear on what you want and just do it. I mean, now, just do it now. Now.
Yeah. Now. You said you just picked up a rock recently that had that on it, right?
I did. It was the strangest thing. I have a rock and it said now on it. And I was like, now. It's a sign. I'm big on signs. I'm big on big on signs. Like, yeah. I have a big spiritual team that, you know, protects me, and I'm like, yep, thanks for that sign.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you look, hey, I'm kind of curious, what'd your husband think when he said, hey, listen to this guy, Sam Crowley, on a podcast. I'm going to hire him as a coach, and it's not cheap. What'd your husband think?
Well, that's a great question, because he was actually the number one against it. And he hates it now that I talk about it, but it's the truth. And yeah. I speak on that with, you know, my clients and other people and friends and family and people who, you know, have this struggle as well. That they're people who are in your life and they think they're giving you advice because they think they're protecting you. They think they're, you know, don't do that, play safe, play small. And that is the exact opposite of what living a level 10 life is. And you can have people that, you know, want to give their advice, but naysayers just don't have room, and you just have to say thank you for your advice and just move on. But that was a big thing with him. He was just thinking he was trying to protect me, not realizing that, you know, a year later I would be growing this successful brand. And yeah. Well, now he's like my biggest fan now, but
you know, I'm happy you're authentic with that, because it does come from spouses, it comes from family members, brothers, sisters, mom, dad.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't make them bad people. I think you hit the nail on the head. They feel like, you know, don't get your hopes up, and they're there to protect you, and you know, hiring Sam as a coach, oh my God, how are we ever going to find that money and blah, blah, blah. And we've all been there. When you stretch to that extent, I mean, you came out of the gates like a bazooka got shot. I mean, literally like, okay, I'm going to hire this guy. I'm going to build this funnel out. I'm going to get a podcast going. I'm going to do videos, Facebook lives. And holy cow, that's kind of the sledgehammer approach that you took to it. And that's why I love it so much. And I love what you've been doing, because you never got caught up in like questioning a lot of the answers. There was ups and downs and peaks and valleys and things like that. But you literally like took a sledgehammer to this thing and said, I am going to figure this out, come hell or high water. I am not going to give up. And so when you coach people now, I bet that it feels a hell of a lot better to be able to give them that firsthand experience over the past year. And it gives you a lot more confidence. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And you're going to go through those ups and downs, and it does. It all also comes with, like I said before, finding yourself and just finding that voice and just getting really, truly firm on your values and your ideals and how you want to go about it, and not letting anybody say any different. And it's funny because, you know, there's I did actually a Facebook Live yesterday on it, because I really am truly a believer that there's such a difference between fearlessness and courageousness. And for anybody who you see out in the world, you know, anybody, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, any person who you just look at and you're like, wow, like, look what they've built, look what they've achieved. And I believe no one is ever fearless. You know, fearless is everybody's fearful, but you can be courageous. You know, fearless is like just jumping off of a cliff, like, ah, I'm going to do it. But courageousness is truly acknowledging how scared you are, but knowing to take that step forward when you're doing your life's work and you just keep going no matter what, and being unapologetic for your pursuit for success. And that's literally just how I became. I just became so unapologetic. I'm like, no, I'm on this trajectory for success for myself, not for anybody else. And it has just evolved into something beautiful.
Yeah. And so, hey, by the way, let's give Katie some love. What's the URL? Where can people connect with you online? Where's the best place?
Right now, katiemaggio.com is going to be the best place. I'm doing tons of rebranding. It's all about the up-leveling. You know, it's been a year now, so I'm going gangbusters on getting my social media just really in a space where I am comfortable with. Because you know what? Like I said, you got to start ugly. So when you hit katiemaggio.com right now, it'll be a little, it'll still be the former self, but it'll be different very soon. So that'll
be cool.
Yeah.
M-A-G-G-I-O, Katie.
Yep.
K-A-T-I-E-M-A-G-G-I-O, katiemaggio.com. And so just kind of resetting again, I'm talking with Katie, a friend of mine, came on board, hired me as a coach a year ago, and now she's blowing it up, and I had no idea. We were just talking offline before we got started. Your first few coaching clients have not paid, by the way, paid coaching clients have just come on board. How does that make you feel?
It makes you feel like $1 million. It really does. It, all that hard work for however long you're working for it, and all of a sudden it's validated, because now you know you're going to change people's lives. You know that you're going to get people unstuck the way you were stuck. And it's just this amazing feeling.
Wow. That's awesome. That is that's like a tweetable moment right there. You're going to get people unstuck the way you got yourself unstuck. That's getting point A to point B. When I coach with people, and you and I talked about this a lot as well, you're not a life coach. You don't have to figure out every facet of their relationship, their finances, their business, all that stuff. All these people want to do, and when you attract these clients into your life, they want you to help them get from point A to point B. And as a coach, it's up to you to help them identify what's point A, because a lot of people can't be honest with themselves. They want to either beat themselves up way too much, or they want to give themselves way too much credit. And then after that, you define clearly where point A is. What's point B? Where do you want to get to just the next step? When you and I were working together, I said, Katie, what's point A? Well, point A is right now is I've got a husband, I've got two kids. I want significance, fulfillment, purpose, passion in my life. I want to build a brand to help other people. I want to help people, and I don't want to be limited by just people locally or regionally. Great, that's point A. And then we work towards point B, getting your name out there, branding, getting the podcast. And now people are hiring you for that same exact process. So you got your first few coaching clients on board. You've got a mastermind. What's that all about, your master level 10 mastermind? What happens inside there?
So it is an intimate group of like-minded people, and we do trainings. We have special guests come in and do trainings. We have calls bi-weekly, and it's just a forum for people to go into and really get that support that they need when they're trying to get unstuck, you know, just within a community who wants to live their best life, who wants to live their level 10 life.
Yeah. I love it. So it's a community of like-minded people. Masterminds are great. And it's an opportunity for people who have the same thoughts, the same fears, the same energy, the same, you know, lack of or great momentum. It doesn't matter. Pick one and just be honest with yourself and be authentic. Let me ask a question. Friends of yours who have watched you since the summer of 2017 to now, we're talking probably the last 14 months. Has anybody noticed a change?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's really interesting because I have some coaching clients who are our friends. They have come to me for advice. And prior, I've always been that friend where everybody would come to me for sound advice. And now I can charge them for it. Free rides over, folks.
What'd you say? I missed it. What'd you say?
Free rides over, folks.
It's so funny. That's so funny, man. And only people who get that will truly laugh about it, because some people might hear that and say, geez, what a friend. But when you really do value your advice, and it's not like, I'm sure you don't charge people to come over to your living room or hang out and have a glass of wine with you, but
no.
There is a line between, you know, this is good. Okay. Definitely. Let's hang out. We're sisters, friends, whatever. Have a great time. But then there's that professional line, and we've all been there. We've all had people that try to take it just a little too far. Oh, hey, can you also, great, can you teach me how to podcast? Can you teach me how to build a landing? Whoa, hold on a second now. Now you're getting into, if I was a dentist, would you show up at my office and say, hey, can you clean my teeth and fix my cavities?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, the friends I'm referring to, they're the ones who actually joined my mastermind coaching group. So they want to be part of that community for themselves to up-level themselves. And I feel very proud that I gave them that inspiration that nobody else, I mean, as you know, there's so many people in this space that could have done that for them, yeah. But I'm the one who gave them that inspiration. So to your point, yes, people have absolutely noticed the change, no doubt.
And it feels better too, like on a million different levels when a friend of yours who, you know, hires you to coach them, and now they're looking at you as somebody who can honestly help them. That's on a different level than just an anonymous person from across the world who's taken a flyer on you and they don't even know who you are. That's a big deal for somebody who's known you now to invest in you and say, I want what Katie Maggio's got. That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a really great compliment. So I appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. That's great. So kudos to you. And I'll tell you, as we wrap the show up now, man, I'm looking at you and I'm like, damn, I was joking with you before. I'm like, it's you and Gary Vaynerchuk on my feed now. I don't know who's showing up more, but you just, I don't know, man, you hit a switch recently. I'm saying the last 2 months and you are freaking everywhere. What, like you'd get a photo shoot, you're posted. What happened? Like something, did you wake up one morning and just say, the hell with it, I'm going to get rocking and rolling? Or was this something you were planning? Cause I seriously now, you're everywhere on my feet. What's going on? Was there a switch that got flipped, or is this just something that you've been planning a while?
No, nope, not at all. Truthfully, it was a flip that was switched. And the trajectory of my business and the trajectory of my brand has been moving, but I wanted to go faster. And I think there's so many people out there who are just so fixated on these quick fixes. You know, make money quick. Oh, if I'm doing it for 6 months and it's not working, it's not going to work out, and they quit. I one day truthfully woke up and I said, I'm not where I want to be. I just have to work harder now. And I just went for it. I was like, you know what? And it just boom. And it was just another kind of, I just kind of kicked my own ass. And I said, well, let's go, let's move. Like you want X, Y, and Z. You write down every day that these are your goals. You look at your vision board and you say, this is what I want in life, but you're not getting there. Why am I not getting there? Because you could be doing more and I'm doing more.
Yeah. So you're basically taking your own medicine, taking your own advice.
100%. I need to live my own level 10 life. I'm a practitioner of what I preach. I cannot be coaching people to live their best life if I'm not living my best life. Amen. And I want to live my absolute best life.
And that does not mean the perfect life, because there's no such thing.
Oh, absolutely not. There is no perfect life, but and perfect is something different to everybody, just like living what a level 10 life means for different people. But to live your own best life, that's huge. Yeah. And only you know what that is. But if you know you're not living your best life, then you just have so much more to give for yourself, you know, and not anybody else. You know, somebody's opinion of you is none of your business, whether it's good or bad. You have to do all of this for yourself.
You do. And then when you do it, you radiate and that energy just flows and people, I'm telling you, they gravitate towards you. And that's what's been happening with Katie over the past few months, online, offline. She's showing up in a completely different way than she's ever shown up before in her life. And now she's able to take that and share it with others and show them, teach them how to show up in a level 10 way and whatever that means to you. So connect with Katie, go to katiemaggio.com, check her out on Facebook, Katie Maggio. Friend her on there and let her know you heard her on the podcast. Give her some love. And I'm telling you, if you want to be the next Katie Maggio, it starts with just saying, I don't accept this life anymore. And it's not like you got to be broke to say that. You could be making $100,000 a month and still say, I am not accepting this anymore, because it never has anything to do about the money. We all search for significance. When you're on your deathbed, you're not looking for bank accounts receipts. You're looking for significance, the memories that you made and the people that you helped along the way. And Katie, you're helping a ton of people now. So I cannot wait to see you a year from now, do another podcast and be like, oh my God, it's like, how do I get on the Katie Maggio podcast? That will be my question.
you'll be there. And another thing too, you'll be there, Sam.
Yeah, right.
And the other thing too is if you want to go to the Facebook page, the Level 10 Life Facebook page, it's Facebook Level 10 Life. I would love for you to join that. That's a great space that has lots of inspiration. And if you want to follow me on Instagram at the Katie Maggio, that's another place that you can find me as well. Shoot me a DM. I love it.
Yeah. Connect with Katie, man. If you want to see what it's like to build a brand, someone who's doing it, really doing it authentically every single day and didn't get handed anything, put her head down, went to work and always has a smile on her face, always upbeat. Connect with Katie and see how she can help you. All right. So Katie, hey, this was awesome, man. I'm so happy we finally got a chance to connect. Won't be the last time we talk, but thanks so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely. This was great. I'm so glad it finally worked out. And I'm just glad we got to have this chat like old times.
Just like old times. So Katie, the best to you. Thanks so much. Love everything you're doing. Love you and keep it up. And then everybody else inside, every day is Saturday Nation. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.